Hello, this is Rabbi Chaim Bravender of Web Yeshiva with the Nach Yomi podcast for Tehillim, chapter 90, Sadi. Visit webyeshiva.org to sign up for our fully interactive online yeshiva program. This chapter, chapter 90, considers an interesting philosophical question, although of course not in a philosophical way, in the way that we see philosophy in modernity, or even the way philosophy was addressed in the Middle Ages. And that is that man facing God is about the finite facing the infinite. And so the Baal Mizmor says, Tfilah leMoshe, Tfilah leMoshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is called Isha Elokim. Isha Elokim means in some way connected to, the possessor of, belonging to, Tfilah leMoshe Isha Elokim. This perhaps is a tfilah, this is a sensitivity that only Moshe Rabbeinu could have. And what is that? Hashem, Ma'on Ata Hayita Lanu. Ma'on is a safe haven. You were somehow a place to hide. Ma'on hayita lanu b'dor dor. You are a safe haven for us from generation to generation, forever and ever, since the beginning of remembered time. B'terem harim yuladu. Even before the mountains were created. In other words, it's as though the mountains were created after the world was created. And they represent the most ancient time that I can think of. Vatecholel Eretz Vitevel. And before you had created the earth and the world in its entirety, Umeolam V'adolam Atakev. And stay here, we say this amazing thing that Am Yisrael knew and that other nations were not so clear about. And that is that infinity is somehow for us associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true that infinity is also a notion that works in certain kinds of mathematical computations, but very early on, the God was distinguished by the fact for us that God was forever. And that there was no beginning and there was no end. Umeolam va'adolam, meolam adolam, atakem. Because your status is always and it's unchanging. Always and unchanging. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Tashev enosh adaka v'tomer shuvu Bnei Adam. Anosh are the people of the world. Right? Tashev, you bring them back. Adaka. Avak, dust and dirt. After a person dies, he becomes just a pile of dust. Vatomer. Shuvu, Batomer, Shuvu, Bnei Adam. you have directed the course in the world. The world is a world in which shuvu b'nei adam, that the mankind goes back to where it started from. So that not only are we not infinite, always, never changing, but our most essential nature is change. And that's what Bria is. What God created, when God created the world, was change. Things change. And before that, it was just God. And God does not change, never changes. The notion of change did not exist. Change, in fact, was what was invented or created. That's what creation is. So here is the Baal HaMizmor standing before this idea, and he says, God is always, God is infinite, man is shuv b'nei adam, yashev enosh ad daka, ki elef shanim b'einecha ki yom etmol ki yavor. He says, imagine thousands of years are just like, it's all the same. It doesn't make any difference. It's only to us that it makes a difference. Vashmura balayla. Ashmura balayla means, Ashmura balayla is a little bit, it's like a third of a night. Vashmura balayla is the longest time and the shortest time. Doesn't make any difference to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because time and change are synonymous. And since the world of creation is the world of change, in that world of creation, time really makes a difference. But in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is prior to creation, in the world in which there is no change, Elef shanim b'einecha, Yom etmol. Ziramtam shena yiyu. Ziramtam shena yiyu. Another difficult pasuk, but it is suggested that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes life go very quickly, as though they are in a deep sleep. Baboker kichatzir yachalof. Baboker, when you get up in the morning from this sleep, right, when it's over, when he comes to die, he feels that it just was nothing. It passed so quickly. Baboker yatzitz v'chalaf. And so people are like straw, like chatzir. Asher baboker, in the morning, yatzitz v'chalaf. They just blows away. It all blows away. La'erev yimolel v'yavesh. And at night, Yimolel, this chatzir, this straw, falls away and becomes dried out and worthless. In other words, in the time that we have allotted to ourselves, we don't see much. Not much could happen. Ki chalinu ba'apecha uvechamatcha nivhalnu chalinu ba'apecha. And it says, Chalinu ba'apecha, in this the short time that is allotted to us, God is angry at us. and destroys us with his anger, so that not only are we so far away from the divine, whereas we're under the control of time, and the time allotted to us is very limited, not only is that the case, but during that little bit of time that we have allotted to us, we are always confronting the anger of God, apecha, chayma, right? The further anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shata avonoteinu lenegdecha. You always look at our transgressions. Alumeinu lima'or panecha. Alumeinu. Chatoteinu, the sins, samta ba'or panecha, even those transgressions that are done in a hidden way that no one knows about, that no one is concerned about, even those transgressions become suddenly very important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shata avonoteinu lenegdecha, alumeinu lima'or panecha. Alumeinu lema'or panecha means that these sins become lit up in your face. They're the things. So there's a kind of a wonder about what we are supposed to be doing in this world that was created. On the one hand, we're limited. We're limited by time. We're limited by enterprise. We're limited by what we can accomplish and do. We're not divine. We have some kind of a very insignificant status in creation. And beyond that, even though the time we have is almost nothing, and what we can accomplish is so limited, nevertheless, what we can accomplish is limited, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps looking for our weaknesses and doesn't allow us to be as perhaps we would like to be. Pasuk tet, ki kol yameinu panu be'evratecha. All of our days are filled with your anger. Kilinu shineinu kimohege. Kilinu shineinu kimohege. We complete the years of our lives with a kind of a whimper. Kalinu shaneinu kimohege. Imeshnoteinu behem shivim shana. How long do we live? We live perhaps 70 years. V'im b'gvurot shmonim shana. Im b'gvurot shmonim shana. I mean, if there's an exception, something special, he has strength and power, then shmonim shana. V'lapam amal ve'aven. The power, amal ve'aven, the power of his years. Even when a person is healthy and strong and competent and able, amal ve'aven, it's difficult. It's always, always difficult. Kigaz chish v'na'ufa. This time that we're talking about is very fast. Gaz is the flower to grow into something. Gaz Chish. Chish is again a word that that means quickly. Gaz Chush V'Nalfa. We quickly, immediately, and fly away. So that the Baal Mizmor. The Baal Mizmor stands in wonder, one could say, at the purpose of, or the reasonableness of, creation. Here's a Kaddish Baruch Hu, beyond time and beyond change, never changing, always, always the same, creating a world of change, a world in which there is sachar va'onesh, a world in which the divine judgment is so profound that it never stops affecting us. That's the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. And this is what the Baal HaMizmor wonders about. And he ends by davening. Because in this, recognizing this situation, it's reasonable to daven for simcha, for chochma, and for chesed. The simcha is in Psukim Yud Aleph to Yud Zayin 11 until 17. And Pasuk 17 says, V'hinoam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu U'maaseh Yadeinu Konena Aleinu U'maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu. V'hinoam. That's the prayer. V'hinoam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu. A special request. Noam. The goodness from God. The bracha from God. V'noam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu. Not just to look at our faults and to judge us for that which we overlooked, but Noam Hashem Aleinu. U'ma'aseh Yadeinu Konina Aleinu. Somehow that Ma'aseh Yadeinu should be konina, should be established, should approach somehow closer to the life of permanence that we imagine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. Konina aleinu, uma aseh yadeinu konineu. This is the prayer that Noam Hashem Aleinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look upon us in a sweet way, blessing us, helping us to be what we should be. That's what we hope. And Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konina Aleinu, and our Ma'asim, the things that we do, the things that we create, should become more permanent, and we should be able to feel through Ma'aseh Yadeinu a kind of permanence in the creation of man and woman. That's Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konina Aleinu. Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konina. We don't have that feeling. We depend on V'yinoam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu. We need that pleasant vision, that special look. That's what we need in order to make us operable, so to speak, in order to keep trying to do better and better.